أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا. والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. صدق الله العظيم. For the past few lessons we have been discussing Ibad al-Rahman, the servants, the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have humbled themselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Just a very quick recap. The first of those qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about was the quality of humility and humbleness. Second was those who spend the nights in the ibadat of Allah, making sajda, standing in front of Allah, making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Rabbana srif anna azaba jahannam, inna azabaha kana gharama, innaha sa'at mustaqarra wa maqama, seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to avert the punishment and turn away the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. And then when they spend, they will do so in moderation. They will neither squander nor would they be miserly in their spending. They do not call upon anyone else besides Allah, showing the full yaqeen and iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not kill anyone without any right, and they do not commit zina in any form. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the next qualities. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Allah says that those who do not participate in falsehood. Not participating in falsehood means that when they know that there is someone that is discussing anything against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they do not participate in that type of activities. Now this will be a multitude of actions insofar as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. When they find that anything that is being discussed contrary to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then they do not participate in that. Also, some ulama have stated, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They do not give false evidence. For giving false evidence in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is amongst the major crimes and the major sins in Islam. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they pass by frivolous actions, Marru kirama, they pass by in a state of honor. Here, the ulama have explained that there are many times when we will find that there are certain gatherings and those gatherings are totally un-Islamic. Ulama have given various explanations and descriptions of these type of gatherings, but the general crux of it all is like gatherings in which there is music or gatherings in which there is alcohol of any type or anything of that sort. Then they pass by in a very dignified manner. Dignified manner means that they do not stoop to such levels that they will participate in it, and on the other hand, they would not go into it or remain in those gatherings. And hence we find a beautiful example in the life of a great Sahabi of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once he was walking past such a gathering, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked past in a very dignified manner. In other words, he neither participated in it, nor did he hesitate to go towards it, but he moved away from it. This was reported to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Today, Abdullah, you are amongst the kiram," in other words, those who have been dignified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these type of occasions arise in our lives from time to time when we go to the airports, for example, sometimes sitting in the aeroplanes and those type of places, there are music that is playing constantly. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed this, that in a dignified manner, if we can move away from the sound, then we will move away. But as far as possible, we will remain and maintain our dignity even in that. Neither would we get involved in it, nor would we show any form of superiority over others. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those people that when they are reminded about the verses of their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they do not fall or they do not stoop away from it. Summa wa umyana, making themselves deaf or blind. In other words, pretending to be deaf or blind, they turn away from the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now here again, there are different degrees of it, that when the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being recited, then we would not make as though we are blind or we are deaf and turn away from the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is number one. Number two is when it is being recited and when it is being explained to us, we will try and understand the explanation of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will put it into practice. And that is the best form insofar as the kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat is concerned. That one is the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem. When it is recited, we will listen. When it is being translated, we will listen. And obviously, we try to understand it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand, as our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained it. Then we bring it into our lives. We introspect. We measure ourselves in the mirror of the Qur'an Kareem and we see how far we are short and then we try and make amends. But if we do not do so, then we will be regarded as those who turned a deaf ear and a blind eye from the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last of these qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that they are not people that will do all the above on their own, but they will also beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will say, Rabbana hablana min azwajina, O Allah, grant us, our spouses, our wives, wa dhurriyatina, and our offspring, qurrata a'yun, and Allah make them the coolness of our eyes. And here the coolness of our eyes means that they become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become obedient to us in that whatever our desires are, they fulfill it. And obviously that will be the desires that are according to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And O Allah, make them leaders of the muttaqeen, of those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this last part of the ayat is a very simple explanation as a matter of fact, that if we ourselves become leaders in our homes insofar as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, we make this dua for our children also, that tomorrow when they have their homes, they also are able to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They live their lives by the commandments of Allah, and of course their offspring and their children also are guided by them to live their lives according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.